We kick off hour number two of the program. It's brought to you by Alumni Hall and AlumniHall.com. Proud video sponsors of Three and Out. Follow them on Twitter at Alumni Hall UT. They've got you geared up in Westtown Mall, the Pinnacle, Turkey Creek, and Paper Mill Plaza. Might still have to buy some more like t-shirts with this weather. You seen this mess?
Yeah.
It'll stay 90 degrees forever.
Yeah. Next week, you said a little cool spot.
I mean, it was like mid-80s instead of
90s. Beautiful.
Yeah, it wasn't even. It was like late next week too.
Beautiful.
So anyway, yeah, that's where we are. David Ubbin, friend of the program, of The Athletic, he does like a weekly mailbag, and he kind of had the same take on Garantano. Kind of said This is where I have trouble though. You remember last year? When people that actually talk to either coaches or people that work with the coaches said, oh, yeah, the coaches, they actually think this offensive line's going to be kind of sneaky good. They've got a lot of guys that they feel like can hold up and play pretty well.
Yeah. I remember hearing about that. I didn't actually read it from anybody, but, yeah that was a thing.
So, I mean, Ubbin's basically said everyone he's talked to, kind of same types of
– many people.
What is what did Baelish call him in Game of Thrones? Is sparrows or
spiders?
Spiders and
little birds.
Yeah, little birds.
So maybe that was it.
That was Varys.
Yeah, Varys and Baelish had their own versions of those, right? So the little birds sounds like the same little birds. The people David Ubbin's talked to, he's talking about all off season, all fall camp, all that stuff, have constantly said that Garantano is by far the best quarterback, and it's not even close. And he said this, I'll just read part of it. If you want to read the whole mailbag, you know, subscribe to The Athletic and all that good stuff. As to the question of whether or not you can move on, I'd say yes if the Vols had a real option like a Keller Christ on this roster.
Yo!
They don't. The most popular player on every team in America is the backup quarterback, and technically Tennessee doesn't have one of those either. Brian Maurer jumped up and was ready to take the field when Garantano, quote, lost his shoe after a play. But Coach Jeremy Pruitt was quick to note this week that Maurer isn't the backup quarterback. That said, Pruitt also admitted he kind of liked it and didn't say Shrout was the backup either. Fans want to believe that when the lights are on, Maurer or Shrout could produce a little magic and inject some hope into a program that badly needs it. But trust me, this staff wants to win just as bad as any fan does. Quote, there's no doubt. If you've been around our program the last 6 months, who the best quarterback on our team is, Pruitt said. Tennessee hasn't had a chance to get any reps for his backup quarterback this season. Maybe it will on Saturday against Chattanooga. Do I think it's the worst idea to give Maurer a shot a meaningful series if Garantano's issues continue or worsen? No, I do not. Do I believe it's a magic fix or that the staff has some insane reason for not doing it already? No, I do not. They see the practices. Garantano's been the best guy. From what I've been told all offseason, none of the young guys have even been close. None of the young guys have even given the staff comfort that if Garantano got hurt, everything would be fine. So the idea they could legitimately bench him for playing poorly doesn't really hold water. They might bench him if they had an option they thought would offer a good chance of improvement. Tennessee doesn't have that.
See, I look at it as we have a backup, we just don't have a starter.
Got three backups.
Yeah.
That's what Pro Football Focus said.
That's what the grades say.
Against BYU, too. Like, it wasn't Alabama. It wasn't Florida. That's the most sobering thing I've heard all week.
Maybe we just don't have a good quarterback, which explains why they were trying to get Haynes King and Bailey.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa, and that's why they went out and got the Hill kid. It's like, we need a lot of help at that position.
Yeah, maybe it had nothing to do with Cheney preferring King or Bailey. It's like, man, we just need two. Yeah.
Because we don't have one.
And maybe whichever one of those wins the job, maybe the other guy will be willing to redshirt and then keep playing and see what who knows.
It just feels like Don't you want the quarterback, if he's not just elite, don't you want him to like have some push, some pressure? Like, hey, if you mess up, like you can come out. Like, you need to focus. You have to be better. Instead of, it doesn't really matter how bad I play, I guess. I can just stay out here, keep throwing interceptions, keep missing wide-open guys. Just seems like it's backwards for everybody else.
Yeah, and if you watch that BYU film, they sat in the same coverage most of the game. I mean, it was a lot of zone, a lot of three-deep zone. Like, you got five guys underneath. I mean, it's – yeah, there's not a lot of windows there, but you gotta know there's guys everywhere.
Yeah, guys everywhere. Except where our guys are, but we don't see those guys. You know, our guys running wide open. Can't see those guys.
Yeah.
Only see the other guys in white.
Well, and it only is going to exacerbate the problem because every team's going to watch that game. I mean, Chattanooga is going to be dropping a bunch of guys in the coverage.
Hey, we said that after BYU. Like, it's going to be zone the rest of the way. Like,
yeah.
So I guess maybe you can just waste time in practice against man if you want to, but you better just have him going up against scout team zone and hope that finally he figures it out.
Shoot that, but in my first basketball team, people realized late in the year that, like, we only had one good shooter. And when they weren't in the game, it was the zone, like, just daring us to shoot. We hit the skids, couldn't score. It's bad.
George of all tweets in says, maybe Florida will play, man. They don't really play a lot of zone in Florida. They are a man coverage team. They also have a 31% havoc rating. So
they only played one game, though, right? Isn't that kind of a
– They played two now.
Oh, yeah, they did play. That's UT Martin.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
30-something percent. They had 10 sacks against Miami.
So I guess that is even. I was thinking.
They then lost to North Carolina, in fairness.
Didn't. I'll look it up if anyone has it off the top of their head. How did Miami's offensive line look?
Didn't watch the game.
I don't know. Against North Carolina?
Yeah.
Maybe I'd go in to go back and watch. Hey, you know, I think it was in the Oven mailbag. People are asking, a bunch of people asking about Fulmer taking over for Pruitt. So he had to try and answer that line of thinking. And his general takeaway was, sounds crazy, but it's college football.
And it's Tennessee.
And then here's a little, just a blurb. And again, I encourage you to read the whole thing. Subscribe to The Athletic. Do I think it should happen? It strikes me as a comical solution to a problem, but also one I would want a front row seat to see. I should also note,
David, I get it, man. He hasn't been here long enough. He hasn't seen the slime. I don't want that. I don't want a front row seat to that. I don't want a back row seat to that. What I want is this to get fixed.
He said, I should also note, I thought Bill Snyder coming out of retirement to coach Kansas State was one of the most desperate, misguided, backward moves I'd ever seen.
And it totally redeemed him.
And then he won a Big 12 title.
Yeah.
It's not a perfect comparison, but it's the closest one we've seen in a while. Maybe Mack Brown returning to North Carolina. And amazingly, that situation has played out better thus far than anyone could expect.
North Carolina had 4 sacks, Davey.
Yeah, one guy had 3.
By himself, yeah.
Yeah.
They should, Toman Fox.
They should start Toman. 4-0 this season.
North Carolina?
They had 7 quarterback hurries.
They could realistically be 4-1, 6-1, 7-1 to start the season.
Maybe we should have called Mack Brown.
Somehow.
It's fourth down.
A lot has to do with the schedule.
Now, did we want to punt or go for it?
We'll see. We'll see how Jarrett Garantano handles South Carolina dropping 8 guys. You know, Muschamp's watching this stuff going, oh, man, I really hope they continue to start this guy.
North Carolina could be 10-2 this season.
The worst part for me right now is you're not going to learn anything this week.
I'm just glad the Florida game's before the bye, because at least I get something else before the bye. If it was Chattanooga bye week, I might take a week off. Just like, get a guest in here or something.
If we get blasted at Florida, I might take a week off. Just say, you boys can have it. I'm not.
I do think your best bet at quarterback right now is just to go Juwan Jennings Wildcat.
Oh, come on.
Go check his passer rating on the season. On his career, I mean. Go check that, Nate. The guy throws dimes.
Did I tell you I had some sourced information that they were working on Juwan Jennings in the Wildcat package,
yeah.
But I heard they wanted to save it for, like, Alabama or other big
Bama,
games.
Bama, yeah. That's
other big
that's
games.
The one.
I'm just telling you what the source said.
We're going to surprise them, yeah.
But
by taking our best receiver and not allowing him to play receiver.
So I was kind of looking forward to, as we got, I was going to tweet it before or post it before Florida. Say, hey, I've been hearing, like, for big
games. Might slay some Wildcat.
But instead, we rolled it out for, what, one play against BYU?
2 yards. And then when we needed a yard, we ran an end around to Palmer.
This is fun.
Like that.
Yeah,
deserves-
I love the show lately. It's been so great. Thanks a lot, Pruitt.
It's the fan base's fault.
It is. It is the fan base's fault.
What time are we doing Vol for Life? I need that therapy.
We can go 8:30, 8:45. 8:30. 8:30.
Yeah.
All right.
8:30 Vol for Life. We got one more segment. Coming back at you. Then we'll Vol for Life it up. Because, you know, it's the fans' fault that the team doesn't win football games.
I kind of side with Tim. I don't know. I feel like we're just making fun of people.
Welcome back into the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios, the Fan Run Radio. Pick you up some Truly at any convenience store, gas station. Make it a part of your tailgate plans. Proud sponsors of the studios here at Fan Run Radio.
Or your pre-show routine for 3 and Out.
That's a start. If we weren't the morning show, I don't know. I'm going to have to start.
What's stopping me? Enough. That's what I say.
Hmm.
You're going to get mad?
Well, I picked up that tropical pack, and they've got an orange flavor. I mean, it's kind of like a mimosa, right? I don't know. What sure. is a mimosa? Isn't that orange juice?
What is a mimosa?
Isn't that orange juice?
Yeah, and champagne. Did yeah. you really just ask that?
Well, I was just making
What's
sure.
What's a mimosa?
I guess I made myself
Sad.
Sound dumber by asking the question, but I was trying to make sure I wasn't sounding dumb, because orange-flavored orange juice, I just wanted to make sure. Well, you big mimosa guy? I'm not a big mimosa
they're
guy,
fine.
Sorry.
I like mimosa from time to time.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, brunch. Brunching it up with some mimosas.
Out in Cali, did you do that in Napa?
No.
That sounds like a Napa thing to do.
No.
Great oranges out there. So, Davey
No,
asked,
they grow grapes. But it's local California. Grapes, so it can't yeah. be champagne.
No, okay.
Champagne comes from a specific reason. What are you, yawning and what are you doing?
Stretching.
These champagne grapes have to come from Champagne, France.
Okay.
It's a regional thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm told. I guess you could make a quote-unquote.
Champagne, Illinois.
You could make a champagne with non-champagne grapes, but technically I don't think it's called champagne.
Oh, okay.
Champagne.
Is it just bubbly at that point? Or what
I don't know.
Them?
I don't know what they call it.
Georgeville asked if Juwan's really the backup, and they just don't want to admit it.
So bad.
And Kitts asks, or states that it still baffles me that they let Adrian Martinez walk 2 years ago. Mobile quarterback would be great right about now.
I mean, maybe, yeah. I haven't thought pass protection's really been the problem so far. It's just a quarterback who can't read his own. That's our issue. Sorry, I guess.
Did you see the Chattanooga video that Davey brought up?
I did not. Don't really want to pay them much attention. If they beat us, I plan to dive into a cave forever.
Okay. Just checking.
And just live there. Amongst the rubble.
If we lose, like, I don't see this being the case, but if we do lose to Chattanooga this Saturday, is Jeremy Pruitt coaching on the sidelines come Florida?
I don't want to do that.
Well, we never thought we'd be where we're at right now.
Yeah.
Starting the season 0-2, so might as well just continue that conversation.
David Ubbin says he believes that even if you go 2-10, Jeremy Pruitt will be on the sidelines to start next year, as long as you're
the two are Bama and Georgia.
You're competitive in the non-Bama and Georgia games. So you win this week, you beat UAB, you can lose all the rest of the games. Oh, my God. As long as you don't get blown out too bad. Except for Georgia and Alabama. Of course, you can get blown out in those. No one cares. And he'd still be coaching next year. Do we agree with that?
I don't care.
Yeah.
You don't care?
We're talking about 2-10.
I know.
I never thought it would be this bad.
Spread.
How many more are they?
Still 28.
How more are they? How many games are they favored in FPI-wise now?
Three.
Three.
What's the third one?
Vandy.
Vandy still?
Barely.
Yeah.
So 2-10 or 3-9 comes down to Vanderbilt.
Yep.
At home.
Yep.
It could be interesting.
We said it before, but if Vanderbilt wins this one, their seniors will graduate undefeated against the Tennessee Volunteers.
Shut up, baby. All right. So
for the first time since the 1920s.
I don't think that's going to happen.
You don't?
I don't think 2-10 is going to happen.
Oh, okay.
I don't think this team. I mean, we saw Butch Jones's team win in spite of coaching. So, worst case scenario, well, first of all, these coaches individually, like, they can't be that bad. Worst case scenario, it's just a really bad mix. It's just not, it's just kind of chaotic and just things aren't working. Come on. Kentucky already has one quarterback out for this. Like, you're going to get a matchup at some point where you have a little bit of the luck on your side. The turnovers. Jeremy Pruitt's lamenting all they can't turn anybody over. You're going to have a game where the other team's quarterback fumbles a snap or throws a really dumb pass or it deflects off somebody's. Like, you're going to have a moment, and you just got to take advantage of it. Like last year, Kentucky came in here and played like crap, and Tennessee beat their brains in. They took advantage of it. Auburn, early start. Stidham throws a really terrible pass. They fumble. Tennessee took advantage of it. That's how they got to 5 wins last year. Surely they'll beat Chattanooga and UAB, right? And then have some of those moments, maybe at least 2-3 more.
Did you know the Tennessee-UTC game's not on my bookie this week?
Can't even bet it?
No, it wasn't on there.
It's because they
had to go to Odd Shark
championship
to find it.
Series,
they're,
right?
They're done with Tennessee, man. They are out.
Yeah, does my bookie maybe not do FCS lines?
That's probably what I think.
Yeah. Chattanooga fell out of the – I think they fell out of the FCS poll. I can't find them.
Sad. That makes me feel better.
It should. It gives you a better chance to win it.
It does.
Does it?
It gives you a better chance.
Does it give us a better chance to win it if they're just not? Oh, God.
Well, I mean, not that they fell out, but it just goes to show they're not as good as
gives you a better chance to
thought.
See Brian Maurer, JT Shrout. Isn't that good? Isn't that good news?
Yeah. Sure.
I don't think they have a defensive back over 6 foot tall that's going to play in the game. So, I mean, it's like us guarding Marquez Callaway.
Yeah. Doesn't really matter when you throw it right at their chest.
Sick Billy out there.
You throw it right at the defensive's chest.
You just said that, and I remember going into the Georgia State game, people were talking about the breakdown of the matchup. So, like, yeah, both their corners are 5'10". I was like, yeah, we didn't really exploit that very much.
I love fall. I'm glad it's almost here. When the leaves change and the weather gets cooler, one of my favorite things to do is a night hike under the moon.
Yeah.
A full moon, which I think is today.
Today's the full moon or tonight?
Today or tomorrow. Yeah. Big full moon guy. You know, they call it the harvest moon because that's when they would harvest at night.
Yeah, yeah. Furman threw for 311 yards on Georgia State.
Pumpkin spice.
On 16 completions.
Hot coffee in the morning, and you actually need it.
It's a good average.
I mean,
AC bills go down, but you don't quite need the heating.
He had Georgia State up 15 points in the fourth quarter.
Ellington
against Tennessee.
Ellington threw for 362 last week. 5 touchdowns, no picks. That was a shootout.
Stud.
Pumpkin patches.
They had to outscore GQ and his Paladins.
Wagon rides.
His offense wasn't the problem.
You said corn mazes yet?
48-42.
Pumpkin patch and corn maze are synonymous.
Oh,
in my
I can't
pick.
Wait for the
haunted cave tours. Stuff. Just a lot of cinnamon flavored stuff.
When does your brand of pumpkin spice come out?
It's already out.
Already?
Houston, are you a big fan of how the air smells during fall?
Yeah.
Like, it's a different smell, right?
I like crisp air.
Yeah, it smells so good.
Big crisp
and
air
then
guy.
Then you pair that with football. Oh, man.
I just got a
very, Titans are undefeated.
Just got a good text. The smallmouth bite really gets – really bass in general just start biting a lot better here in about 2 weeks.
Fall's my favorite season.
Fall and spring. It's when the fish bite. Big fan.
Yeah.
Fall. Like Tennessee football, fall, ink.
You're fishing this weekend, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Good. You get to miss the game.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'll be out there, maybe listening to it. Probably not. But maybe.
Anyone got a hold of Tim Priest?
I think he's going fishing with me.
Is he okay?
Yeah, I think he's taking the game off.
Georgia State has a big game this weekend.
Who are they playing?
Western Michigan.
Yeah.
Got a big tournament on Cherokee this weekend. Mm. Apparently the fall pattern is a little bit early on Cherokee. I'm excited. Could be some shallow bites to be had.
Yeah.
Some of those largemouth have already started to follow the bait up into the shallow rock areas.
I think I may go to Cade's Cove this Saturday.
Yeah.
A little special place. Yeah.
I'm hoping I get to throw a buzz bait. That'd be
a
fun.
A buzz bait?
Yeah.
Is it?
Buzz.
Yeah.
It is on the top.
Like
it
the
goes.
Name.
And you reel it. And mm-hmm. then they just go. Mm-hmm. Take it underneath. You set the hook. And then you fight them into the boat.
Yeah.
Put them in the live well. And then it's a three fish tournament. So I'm only having to keep three fish alive, which is pretty easy this time of year.
Okay.
Can't All wait, right. man. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm pumped.
Excited
it's
about
in,
it.
It's up at the 25E Bridge. And near Jefferson City.
All right.
It's a pretty good haul.
Well, we've got Vol for Life coming up at 8:30. Let's grab Mason on the Next Door Home Group hotline right now. What's up, Mason?
How you guys doing this morning?
Terrible, Mason. Thanks for asking.
I understand. I actually I normally only catch the show the next day or at least half of it after, and then I kind of watch the live feed after. So I don't know really kind of what's been talked about this morning, but. I know we're kind of all feeling the same thing. I was actually speaking with Billy on Twitter yesterday, kind of just about basketball. I'm definitely not out on football. I just think we just all enjoy it so much, me, my friends and I, that it's kind of hard to just get to that point where we're just not going to support them or not go or anything like that. I think it's more of what y'all guys talked about either Tuesday or Wednesday, just more of like a numb feeling. I don't really know kind of what to feel or even definitely about this week kind of going in because I was like Houston. I was out of town on Saturday, so I didn't get to go to the game. But we were all locked in from where we were, and we were just so hurt. Not just for Pruitt or the guys, but kind of just the whole. I felt like that was not a must win, but at the same time, I felt like that kind of would have. Okay, well, we struggled against Georgia State, blah blah blah, but we used it as something positive. But I just want y'all guys to let me know of where we kind of go from here after with it being kind of on the UT chat heading into Florida, kind of what is our kind of coaching philosophy going into this game to prepare us for Florida if there kind of is even kind of preparation since it's kind of an FCS team versus going to the Swamp. So I'll hang up, and we really enjoy the show, and you guys are getting us through it, so we appreciate it.
Thanks, Mason.
We really do appreciate when people say that because as much as this is a show and we do things for show, it actually is really hard right now.
What? And no, so today's been so easy.
When you guys say
comforting.
Like it really does help, we do appreciate hearing that. So thank you, Mason, and all of you others who have tweeted that same sentiment towards in our general direction. Where do we go from here, Houston? I would say, you know, you spend this week basically preparing for, like, the principles you want to execute in
Florida.
Yeah,
because we're good enough to do that. Let's just overlook UTC. Great plan. Love the plan.
I mean, that's
normally
what you do.
No, you
got to
win a game. That's how you prepare for Florida is you win a damn football game. That's how. You know how you prepare to go to the Swamp?
How?
You prepare to get your ass beat, but you beat UTC to make sure you're not starting 0-4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That's how. It's not a bad question, Mason, but like the way you prepare for Florida is just go out and beat UTC. That is it. Like you have lost the ability to afford yourself free time to use a game as a practice. You're done with that. It's over. Go out and beat somebody. That's how you prepare. Taste winning. Put that on the shirt. Taste winning. That's how. If you're going to have any shot, as if you have any anyway, you better go beat UTC, and it better look good in the process. That's how.
I've always made the argument that it would suck to be an Alabama fan because you just know you're going to win every game. At least we can look forward to the season not knowing the outcome to any game.
Any game whatsoever.
That's true. I usually hate these weeks of radio because there's no real, like, drama when you go into these FCS games now.
Oh, we got drama, baby!
Could be a touchdown game in the fourth quarter. We don't know.
How exciting is that? This could be a good football game.
Think how.
We could win a close one this week.
Think how close the first two games have been. It's been right down to the wire pretty
I know.
Much both times.
Well, not really.
You should have got blown out by Georgia
State. Georgia
State
kind of torqued you a little bit.
All right. Vol for Life coming back at you next. You don't want to miss it. It's everyone's favorite segment of the week, and we're doing it twice this week because why the hell not.
the Southland band playing Rocky Top. Smokey leading our boys out through the tee. Makes a hair on the back of my neck stand up.
Makes the food in my stomach come up.
Hey, where are we on the new intro, Chris? You've been working on that?
No. Do I need one? We don't like to hear Pruitt and Palmer telling us how fine it's going to be now.
I mean, we call it Fan Run Radio, and we're getting a lot of hate on the current intro.
Yeah, I'll take some suggestions.
Can we just make it all basketball?
I'm going to have it's Tano in there for sure. Not all basketball.
No. I think I'm with that. No. I'm with that. It needs to be like, we got a really, really good team.
No, God. I can't do that.
It's Tano. Tano.
They finally respect us over there. They're like, yeah, these guys aren't so bad. The last thing I want to do is just burn it all down.
It's Tano.
It is Tano, though. That's a good point by you, Billy. Tano.
Just play the highlight calls of like our 2 touchdowns this season. I guess we've had 3, right? 3 touchdowns.
Tennessee snaps their 11-game conference losing streak.
And now they're working on a 12-game conference losing streak. Sweet. How many straight SEC games do we have? We lost 2 straight SEC games last year to end the season, right?
Yeah.
Beat Kentucky, Missouri, Vandy. Yep. So we can get it to, we can get back up to 10 this year if we try real hard. You got to laugh to keep from crying.
That's true, and that's why it's time for the one and only Vol for Life segment.
Fire up the music, Davey Hudson. We got a lot of entries. Shouts out to all the 37 folks who sent in amazing posts.
Yep.
Just absolutely dynamite stuff. Do we have a – Nate, do you want to start us off? You want me to start us off?
I can start us if you
want. Yeah, go for it, buddy. I would just say to you – don't embarrass yourself.
Here's the reality we face. The team is super young, and honestly, a high school team playing with the big dogs. This is a Butch Jones team that we are now left with.
Year 2.
And will be for another 2 years from the looks of it. Pruitt has had 1 recruiting class at this point, so it will be 2 or 3 more years before we see his fruit.
I don't want to see Pruitt's fruit. They look. What the hell is this guy talking about?
They look poorly coached at this point, but they are kids under the age of 20. We tend to forget that. So I say, instead of jumping ship and paying a useless coach, we hang tight and support these kids.
These boys.
And give them our all until we see what Pruitt can prove with his recruits and talent. But we as fans will continue to be the downfall of this team until we start supporting and believing that something is possible with what we have. Most will argue with me, and that's fine. I don't argue on Facebook. But we need to start supporting the program and showing positive energy, or we will never attract good players. Because let's be honest.
Good point.
Who want to come play when the fans' base is talking so much trash about their team and the players? Parentheses, kids under the age of 20. Close parentheses, big question mark. GBO.
If I say show me your fruit, like what?
Yeah, that's...
That's not good. Hello, all. I just want to say how incredibly disappointed I am in the fan base of the Vols. Yes, we lost. Yes, we are unhappy about losing to BYU, but we played so much better. I'm so proud of Chandler, who is an amazing stand-up kid, and Gray. All of the fans out there making death threats. Has that happened?
No!
Let me repeat that just for emphasis. All of the fans out there making death threats, calling for the coach's job, and throwing things on the field last night should be ashamed of yourself. You need to reflect on why we are in the state of the program. Why we are in the... That doesn't even make sense. That is because of the assault the coaches get from a loss. Amazing, proven coaches don't want to and don't have to deal with this behavior. The old saying, you catch more flies with honey than vinegar, should be mulled over and acted upon. How disappointing for a community known for its volunteering and kindness to act this way. Go Vols! I will be a fan until the end of time. For those who cannot act supporting and stop being negative, I will pray you see your ways and realize the problem with UT is the fan base.
Oh, yeah. To quote Taylor Swift, you need to calm down.
if we are not careful, we will have a Konzo Martin situation on our hands where the fan base turned on him too soon. Then tried to get behind him, and he chose to go to another school. Thankfully, as a result, we ended up with Rick Barnes, who has proven to be a much better coach.
The worst
this
analogy
is like, yeah,
ever.
I know, right?
That was awful. We are like number one in recruiting. What the hell is this analogy?
But let's not run off the guy that has shown just in his recruits this year are much better than anyone that the school had recruited in their first two college games. Give the man time. If you can't give him the necessary time to fix the bad habits and bad mentalities the team had been fed by Butch Jones and previous coaches, then pick a new team. Pruitt is literally having to teach these kids how to practice at the college level, how to be good players at the college level, and working and trying to teach them how to have a winning mentality as well. Pruitt has never lost on a routine basis as a coach at any level. Some people just know how to win, and he's one of them. Let's give the man the time he needs. If in 2021 we aren't competitive in the SEC,
if by 2025 we aren't 6-6, then we cut him loose.
Or lost to more teams like Georgia State, and we can talk.
Or lost,
yeah. But there is evidence that point toward Pruitt bringing this team back to a high level of play. We are largely 0-2 instead of 1-1 due to some bad play decision making by a few specific players. Stand up for the Vols.
If you are a true BFL, you will stop trash talking and start positive things to this team because the outside noise is getting to them. And to be honest, I don't blame them. As fans, we need to shower our boys and praise them, not scream.
Shower them.
Quarterback. Or get a new coach. No team is going to be back in a year like Alabama or Georgia.
Who did it?
It takes time, and fans need to be understanding of that. And yes, we can be upset. We lost, but don't attack the team. Just get upset and move on. I don't post anything. This team is young and doesn't need to hear outside noise right now.
I hear a lot of Pruitt isn't the guy. And I just think that isn't the choice we have here. Saturday, I seen some excitement, some heart, and really playing hard. The ending was really disappointing, but we have to remember this. Pruitt gave us a 2 SEC wins last year against ranked Auburn and Kentucky with the same QB that has played terribly this year. So I understand why JG is still starting. I agree change needs to be made, but you can't blame this coaching staff for not giving up on a quarterback that they've put so much time and effort. As fans, there is very little we can control. Neyland was an amazing atmosphere Saturday, just like it always is. So let's put the politics behind us and go cheer on the team we all love, GBO.
At the end of the game this weekend, win or lose, Leet sing Rocky Top, let it echo through the stands, let the players know we are behind them, win or lose, singing at the top of your lungs, for we are true VFL, and true as in the ones that are negative and the ones who are positive, all nation, rise up for these players, Leet coaches, and this state, good old Rocky Top, Tennessee. That was all one sentence, so I couldn't take a breath.
It was all capitalized, too. Yeah. But if you just screamed it, you wouldn't have been able to say it all. That was Brady Hoke, VFL.
I would love to be your football coach, Rocky Top Tennessee. Let's go.
I hope Pruitt and the Vols go undefeated the rest of the season and Pruitt resigns. Who would want to coach at a university where one game can dictate whether you should have a job or not? I'm just as aggravated as anyone else over this, but some of you people are taking it too far. It's no wonder we couldn't get a top-tier coach to come into the program. Who would want to be put on the chopping block that this fan base has created? And I see all this stuff people are saying that Pruitt being awful and not the coach for us. 10 out of 10 bet that if he quit today, y'all would still be upset. Give him 4 more seasons to build is my opinion. I think he is the coach for us and would hate to lose him. I swear to God, it's lost him again.
So we have losing and loosing.
Patience.
So sick of seeing all these fire Pruitt posts. Look at what the man came in today one. Nick Saban had trouble at the beginning. Dabo Sweeney had trouble at the beginning. To build an empire, it don't happen in 2 years. Be patient, people, and be glad we have the coaching staff we have.
I had a dream that Brian Maurer started the UTC game Saturday and Tennessee won 63-7. This is the first time in my life I've ever had a dream about Vol football. I find myself at peace with the current state of Tennessee football. I think we as fans needed to be humbled in order to appreciate the good things that are yet to come. If you still
That's what we needed, humility. Yeah, that's it.
If you still count yourself amongst Tennessee Volunteers fans, then you've bought in at the bottom of the market, and it'll be all profit as we ride the trend upward from here. There is no more denial, no more excuse making, no room in the budget for hiring and firing coaches. So grab on to head coach Pruitt and the staff, embrace the players on the roster, and as fans, let's all grow alongside our beloved Vols with zero expectations.
And then show them your fruit.
Any win this season will be a bonus. any at all? Any win this season will be a bonus. We've got a fantastic recruiting class coming in 2020. We get to start over as a program, and to me, that's exciting and opens up all kinds of possibilities. We can finally let go of 98 and quit trying to save the program and start truly building a new program. We have an opportunity to establish a new identity as a fan base. But as I sit here tonight, having been woken by a dream of Volunteer football, reading post after post of people blaming the quarterback, the coaches, the fans on social media, the attitudes of players, the administration, all I see is confusion and chaos. People are criticizing Jeremy Pruitt for comparing the program to the Titanic. I ask you, what analogy would you use that is more fitting? This is a great program with a storied winning tradition that has sunk into the deepest depths imaginable. It is the Titanic. And while most fans are running around on deck blaming the captain or the watchman or the rudders, the smart fans are calmly filing onto the lifeboat. So be a smart fan.
That's me. This is satire.
This was actually longer. Like, keep going, Nate.
Get on a lifeboat. Quit trying to figure out why the boat is sinking, because that's not going to fix the massive hole in the hull. It's too big to fix. Pointing fingers and placing blame will not make this a better program. Accepting that the program has sunken completely and working to build a better program is the only thing that's going to make being a Vol fan better. There are star players waiting to be born on this roster. There are future stars waiting in the wings to come to Knoxville and give their all for Tennessee. But none of these stars will be able to shine if their light is stifled by a dark cloud of criticism and negativity from the fans. It's a new day on the hill. Let's clear the negativity cloud, get on the lifeboat, and let's all paddle calmly to the shore so that we can all live another day to be Volunteer fans, because the best days for this program are yet to come.
Let's go!
It's already dead! Let's just build a new one! Great round, everyone. Great round.
Yeah, I couldn't do another.
That was a great...
that one.
That was a politician's...
Oh, man.
I ask you.
Same segment, same time tomorrow.
I felt like I was doing a revival.
We still got them.
I mean, that's what it is.
I got
revival,
chills,
right?
This lifeboat's cold.
Like, we got 1, 2, 3. Four,
we got enough.
Five,
there's gonna be more.
Six,
don't
seven,
worry.
8, 9 left.
Yeah, appreciate the listener submissions there. Final segment, hour two. You can way back in on the phone lines. That
Any
was,
win, that a was. Bonus.
Final segment, hour two. May need to, you guys may need to carry the show for a minute. I'm almost hoarse.
You're good.
Chris asked where we're reading those from. That's our, we have our own watering holes, Chris. We're not going to give away the secrets. Actually, listeners started sending us a bunch after we did it the other day. So, the DMs, basically. Corey agrees. Any win is a
bonus
this year. Just icing on the cake.
Icing.
Just the
fact cherry on top.
That you get to watch Tennessee play and loose is good enough. Any win is just a bonus.
I mean, at this point.
Print the shirt. Show them your fruit.
Show them your fruit. We got to wait for Pruitt to show us his fruit.
Good God. Have you guys heard about the Chip Kelly, the bamboo thing he talked about at Oregon?
Oh, God. No.
His big analogy was you got to water the bamboo, because, like, apparently bamboo can be, like, dormant new growth for like a year or whatever. And then all
yeah,
of a sudden,
Derek Dooley said that for 2 years.
They do that too, yeah.
He's like, yeah, our team's a bunch of bamboo. You got to keep watering it, keep watering it, keep watering it. And then next thing you know, poof, you got a forest.
Well, somebody, one of the writers that covers UCLA was like, Chip Kelly's Oregon bamboo is actually kudzu.
Yeah.
It grew really fast. It was all fake.
All poison ivy.
Yeah, no roots.
It will kill you.
Yep. Mm.
Oh, gosh.
Any negative comments coming in so far today?
No. I think we ran those people off.
Oh, poor Tim. Poor Tim.
Who knows? Maybe we do it again tomorrow.
If we need to pick me up. Tomorrow's Friday. Let's save it for next week.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff to do tomorrow.
Nick Saban struggled at the beginning. If going 12-0 in year two is struggling, then I would love for Pruitt to struggle. Yeah, what was Kirby in year two?
One loss?
12-2?
In the regular season?
12-2?
That one comment was, it's not going to come back in 1 year like Georgia or Alabama.
They both did that.
Yeah, no.
It took 1 year.
It took 1 year.
I love the example of talking about running off a coach and you get a better coach instead. But yeah. You don't want to lose the guy you ran off even though you ended up way better on the other side.
That was my favorite. It's like, we're going to have another Konzo situation where the guy who wasn't that good and has proved it left and we ended up with Rick Barnes and are about to have like 5 stars in a single class. Yeah, that would be just brutal.
You know what people are lining that up with. They're saying start calling Mark Richt.
Oh. I don't know. He posted a tweet the other day that was like, retirement's great. It was him on the beach with his family or something.
That's a cry for help.
Save me.
It's like, I could be watching film right now.
Yeah.
And he's like,
yeah. Is Mark Richt the Rick Barnes of college football? Billy's making really nasty
faces. I'd rather
have
Mike Leach. Like, we've
Mike Leach ain't coming. We are the Titanic. That last one's right. Mike Leach will be like, Tennessee, yeah, you blew your shot. I'm really glad I didn't go there. Things are nice out here on the West Coast.
So did you hear about this call last night on Vol Calls? A guy calls in and says, hey, coach, thanks for taking my call. Pruitt says, hey, Russ, how you doing? You doing okay? Russ said, sir, if I was doing any better, I'd be you. And then Pruitt goes, I got you. And then Russ chimes back with, what I wanted to tell you is that my family has had season tickets since 1967. And I'm going to tell you what, I believe in you to the end. I've got your 6. I think you're the best coach we could have hired. What I want to tell you is that I just, sometimes my heart gets broken, but I'm a Vol for life. I call ends. Bob Kessling says, we just lost him. Sorry about that, Russ.
It sounds like Russ died right
I'm
there.
A Vol for life, and we've lost Russ. I wonder if he like cussed there and they had to cut him or something.
No, he did not. I was listening to that live.
No, but they've got
the
it on delay.
They just can't.
And I just bleep and love this team. Oh, we lost Russ. Sorry, Russ. Call back later, buddy.
Started crying.
I just get so emotional about this program and this team.
These boys
try so hard. You're coaching them up. I know you're doing a good job. I got your 6, man.
You remember the crying wrestling fan?
It's still real to me, damn it. Yeah, I remember that. Me and Rick were actually making a joke about that the other day in the lobby. We are the Titanic. Just
embrace the
get
sun.
In the lifeboat. Just get in. The ship's sinking. There's nothing you could do. It was weird because he went from, yes, it has sunk to the bottom, and people are on deck blaming. It's like, no, if it's on the bottom, if you're on the deck, it's because you got attached to a railing and you're dead now. This is a really weird post.
Yeah. Did you hear Gilly's question from Chattanooga?
No.
I just want to say I can understand why Alabama hasn't won any national championships with Saban.
What? I guess without Pruitt?
Because we've got his coach up here in Knoxville right now. I just want to thank you for picking us to start and retire from your head coaching career at Tennessee.
Good Lord.
But my question is this, coach, and it's more to Mr. Chaney. I thought Garantano threw the deep ball really good last year in the Auburn game and Kentucky game and the second half of the Georgia game. So I'm kind of puzzled on why Jim ain't talking the top off with the safeties with 3 or 4 wide receivers deep and dragging Dominic Wood Anderson across the middle to open up the defense for us. Would you ask Mr. Chaney that for me?
Would you ask Mr. Chaney that for me? I'll call back next week for your answer. That's like that time Willie put us on hold. It's like, what? Guys, put me on hold. I'll call you right back. Yeah, man. Yeah, we got you. On your time now. Buddy.
Gilly somehow sounded like really out of touch and then asked in a weird way kind of the question that's like been the problem. Like, why can't we hit these deep balls this year?
Seriously. Have we hit like a have we hit a deep shot? The Wood Anderson one does not count. Have
hey,
we hit
through Palmer a couple of times.
So no, we haven't hit one.
Wait, the Juwan one in the last game, right? Is that like the longest?
Really, that was a drag air shot, ball. Yeah. It was a drag route though, wasn't it?
I don't know.
That he turned
I
up field?
It was. He's just, it was a lot of yak on it.
Okay. Yeah, all of Juwan's big plays have been yak plays.
He's 4 for 11 with throws 20 yards or longer.
Like in the air, 20 yards or that has to be, right? If you're counting incompletions.
Right.
So he's throwing the ball 20 yards or more down the field on 11 times, and he's hit 4 of them?
Yep.
What are the 4?
It had to be right at 20.
I think probably Wood Anderson is one of them.
That's definitely one of them.
Blown coverage.
I believe Juwan and Marquez caught one on the left side of the numbers.
Against one in one game, one in the other?
I think so.
Okay. We got to shower the boys and show them our fruit. That's what I think.
Got to get this loose and stopped.
Get in the lifeboat.